And I am going to chat with someone who I've known for some time. He's a senator, Senator Kevin Witkos, state senator, and is in his fifth term as a state senator, and I have him on the line now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Brad. Great to be with you.
Nice to have you here. And I'll tell you something right now. As you know, and it's not your fault, but something has to happen in this state as far as care is concerned. Massachusetts, 300% increase. We are recovered 88% of the jobs lost in the recession. And what is the reason? What is wrong right now with the state of Connecticut? And I don't want to hear it's because the Democrats are in and the Republicans are not in. I just have a suspicion that things are not being done the right way. Too much money is being spent in certain areas that shouldn't be spent there. What do you think? And you've been
there. I think it's all about setting priorities and where do you want to spend taxpayers' money. And I think that's been the problem. You know, Joe Brennan, the president of CBIA.
He's tremendous. He's been with me several times. He's tremendous.
Yeah. He says that we consistently hear from our members that a major cause of lagging economic growth at the states is because of the state's precarious fiscal situation. How did we get here? And what are we continuously doing? One only has to see most recent headline articles where the governor is investing millions and millions of dollars on the state's credit card for things that aren't appropriate to be funding at this time, i.e. playgrounds, splash pads, supermarket in the city, when we have 300 bridges that are crumbling or not falling apart but are in disrepair. We have some of our major employers leaving the state. And when GE said, if you pass this budget with all these tax increases, we're going to start looking to move our headquarters. And what did the leaders of the General Assembly say? They said, go ahead. Well, they called our bluff and they left. So, you know, businesses look 5 years out. They look at the direction of the state of Connecticut. So, but I do want to say, well, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And people will have a very clear choice this November on do they want to elect pro-business legislators or legislators that continuously pass costly mandates onto the business. Because that's what causes a sluggish economy in Connecticut. We can't grow. People don't want to invest in their business because they don't know what's next coming down the pike.
Well, look at why can't we do what Massachusetts did? My God, they have gained more than 300% of the jobs.
Yeah, we've done that. In this past budget, you know, it was as you've heard, bipartisan budget deal. We've started by putting in fiscal restraints in our budget that now will set us on the right path. We just got to make sure that we live within those means and then enact additional reforms to show those investors that Connecticut is riding the ship of fiscal sanity.
Well, Senator, this is good to hear, and it's so important. And now we've got this whole story again. We've had it before, but I can't understand why we haven't done something, and I hope we start to do something as far as the bridges go.
We do, and I think I heard one of your earlier guests, Senator Boucher, on with our Prioritized Progress, a plan that was a Republican plan but adopted bipartisanly.
Yes, yes.
We've implemented the first 2 years of that five-year plan, and we're starting to address all of our crumbling infrastructure as far as transportation goes, whether it's ports, rails, roads, bridges. And we're doing that without raising taxes and without tolls.
But are we going to continue
that? There's a way to do it.
Are we going to continue it?
We have to continue it. And that's why elections have consequences. It's important because we don't need a majority to go in there and say, the only way we can fix our transportation needs is through tolls. We've proven that that's not the case. It's not needed. That's why we adopted this plan already. And we're doing it. We're investing more in our transportation than we've ever done before with a plan in place. And without taxes.
Well, I wanted to talk to you, Senator, because I know you pretty well. And these are some of the things that we have to do. And I'm glad that you are talking about it. But we've got to talk about it even more. And this whole thing about the bridges, And this is incredible. This is really...
We have to keep talking about it. We have to educate the people and the public. And I think, you know, as I'm walking around my district and meeting folks, they're getting to understand. They're talking about they don't want to have any more tax increases. They love the state of Connecticut. I love the state of Connecticut.
So do I.
I grew up here, raised my family here, working here. My kids are working here. So I want everybody to stay here, but we're just too darn expensive. So if we can reduce the cost of living here and doing business in our state, we're going to flourish.
And then look at some of the most important things and make sure they're okay.
Absolutely. There is a role for government. And, you know, as Republicans, we said we have to maintain a safety net for those folks that can't provide for themselves. And we always made sure those programs were fully funded. And then it's education, and then it's transportation and public safety. And those are the four corner posts that we use to drive our budget needs. And I think most people, if not everybody in the state of Connecticut, agrees that is the role of government. Anything beyond that, it's nice to have, but should we be taking more of taxpayers' paychecks out to fund that?
Senator, thank you so much for your few minutes here, and we certainly will talk again.
Thanks, Brad. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You bet. Senator Kevin Whitcoe.